good morning to Donald Trump and Dharam Paji. Well, Donald Trump for saying that he has no racist bones in his body. So what if his flesh, skin, brain and that shaka-colored hair are racist through and through? But why Dharmendra? Not that you were wondering, but let me tell you anyway, on being asked about Hema Malini attempting to use broom in the cleanliness drive in what perhaps is the most clean place in the country, not counting the people inside the parliament though, Paji said his wife had so far picked a broom only in films and her feeble attempt at cleaning looked clumsy to him too. Well, it is 17 July and the headmaster Narendra Modi yesterday cautioned union ministers against skipping their roster duties in parliament and said that he should be given names of all absentee ministers the same evening. Well, this is the second time in the month Modi has expressed unhappiness over the issue of absence of lawmakers in parliament. And here I thought there were only lawbreakers in parliament. Meanwhile, looks like all is not well with Modi's favourite ally, if there is such a thing. The Bihar Police Special Branch, and that's the intelligence wing of the state police, which briefs Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, who is also the Home Minister on sensitive issues, was directed to gather detailed information on the state functionaries of the RSS and its 17 subsidiary outfits in a letter issued by the special branch on the 28th of May, 2 days before the swearing-in of Narendra Modi government at the centre. Now, apart from RSS, VHP, that's Vishwa Hindu Parishad, Bajrang Dal, Hindu Jagran Samiti, Hindu Rashtra Sena, Dharm Jagran Samiti, Rashtriya Sevika Samiti, Durga Vahini, Swadeshi Jagran Manch, Shikha Bharti, Bharatiya Kisan Sangh, Hindu Mahasabha, Bharatiya Kisan Sangh, Bharatiya Railway Sangh and Muslim Rashtriya Sangh are also mentioned in the memo. Well, according to one RSS functionary who was doubting the intelligence of intelligence agencies, said that some of the names mentioned in the inquiry letter of these RSS bodies, well, some of these bodies don't even exist. And no, there aren't 17 bodies. He said there are 37 subsidiary organizations of the RSS that were active across the country. Doing what? Well, ask yourself again. If you have an answer that does not involve saving Hindus from an imagined enemy, then ping me that answer, please. Meanwhile, while underlining a serious lacuna in the decision-making process and lack of proper scientific study, the Bombay High Court yesterday quashed the CRZ, or the Coastal Regulation Zone clearances granted by the southern part of the BMC's Rs 12,000 crore coastal road project. Well, the go-ahead had been granted by the MCZMA, which is the Maharashtra Coastal Zone Management Authority, an EAC Expert Appraisal Committee, and the Ministry of Environment and Forests in 2017. The High Court said that the BMC cannot proceed with the works without obtaining environmental clearance under the EIA, or the Environmental Impact Assessment Notification. But I don't think this will be a big shocker. If you can have vast swaths of mangroves culled out for one bullet train, then this is easy. Environment has already been damned. Before we head to international news, the big story for this evening will be the ICJ, or the International Court of Justice, delivering its verdict on the death sentence awarded to Kulbhushan Jadhav, a retired Indian Navy officer, by a Pakistani military court on charges of espionage and terrorism. India has challenged the farcical trial that Mr. Jadhav has put through on the basis of what it claims was an extracted confession. A public sitting of the UN court will take place at 6:30 p.m. India time at the Peace Palace in The Hague, following which top judge Abdul Qawi Ahmed Yusuf will read out the verdict. Now with that, let's head to international news, and we head straight to Peru. But firstly, their former president Alejandro Toledo has been arrested in the US following an extradition request by his home country. But secondly, a massive fire has swept through a neighborhood in the Amazonian jungle city of Iquitos in Peru. Local media estimate 80 families have been affected, although authorities couldn't confirm whether anyone was injured. Meanwhile, police in Brazil say they've shut down a clandestine factory that was producing fake Ferraris and sham Lamborghinis. Well, a father and son who own the workshop in the southern state of Santa Catarina have been arrested on industrial property charges. Police said the cars were being offered on social media for $45,000 to $60,000, a fraction of the price of the real thing. now we head to the world of conspiracy, secret weapons, and then some alien talk. First of all, let's start with the nation that has spread a lot of things like war, environment disaster, and wars, and then some more wars. But this story is about the US House of Representatives calling for an investigation into whether the spread of Lyme disease had its root in a Pentagon experiment in weaponizing ticks. Yes, you heard that right. Weaponizing ticks. A Republican congressman from New Jersey, Chris Smith, instructing the Defense Department's Inspector General to conduct a review of whether the U.S. experimented with ticks and other insects regarding use as a biological weapon between the years of 1950 and 1975. The review would have to assess the scope of the experiment and whether any ticks or insects used in such experiment were released outside of any lab by accident or experiment design. Well, I don't think he's talking about Trump here, but sticking with conspiracies, in the last of the weird and wacky on the internet, well, a Facebook event entitled Storm Area 51, They Can't Stop All of Us. Well, that's gone viral. Over 1.3 million people have indicated that they are going to this 3 a.m. joke event on the 20th of September to stage a joint invasion of the military base and finally see them aliens. One of the people who was behind the joke also suggested a Naruto run from multiple ends of the area to storm the military establishment. For those who don't know what a Naruto run is, it refers to the particular oft-memed ostrich-like sprint of a popular Japanese anime character. While their plan scheduled for the wee hours of 20th September has gained momentum, 1.4 million people have RSVP'd as attending the raid, while 1.1 million people are interested. But a recent report by NPR suggests that the internet joke may have now become a real thing, as the hotels in the desert area have all been booked out around those dates. And that is all I have for you for today. The truth maybe is out there. If you're looking for it, don't be heading to Area 51. Just listen in into tomorrow's auditorium. Until then, goodbye from takeapart.in.